नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Being from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text 20, the most confidential knowledge. Traividyamam so papa put, Traividyamam so mabapa puta papa, so yatne rishtva swargatim prartayante. Te punyam asadya surendra lokam asnanti divyan divideva bhogan. Translation. Those who study the Vedas and drink the Soma juice, seeking the heavenly planets, worship me indirectly. Purified of sinful reactions, they take birth on pious heavenly planet of Indra, where they enjoy godly delights. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. The word Traividya refers to the three Vedas, Sama, Yajur and Rig. A Brahmana who has studied these three Vedas is called a Trivedi. Anyone who is very much attached to knowledge derived from these three Vedas is respected in society. Unfortunately, there are many great scholars of the Vedas who do not know the ultimate purport of studying them. Therefore, Krishna herein declares himself to be the ultimate goal for the Trivedis. Actual Trivedis take shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and engage in pure devotional service to satisfy the Lord. Devotional service begins with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and side by side trying to understand Krishna in truth. Unfortunately, those who are simply official students of Vedas become more interested in offering sacrifices to the different demigods like Indra and Chandra. By such endeavor, the worshippers of different demigods are certainly purified by the contamination of the lower qualities of nature and are thereby elevated to the higher planetary systems or heavenly planets known as Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, etc. Once situated on those higher planetary systems, one can satisfy his senses hundreds of thousands of times better than on this planet. We have to read the verse 21. I'll just read the verse. Tetam bhukta swarga lokam vishalam shinye punye martya lokam vishanti evam tvai dharmam anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama labante. Translation. When they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. One who is promoted to the higher planet systems enjoys a longer duration of life and better facilities for sense enjoyment. Yet one is not allowed to stay there forever. One is again sent back to this earth upon finishing the resultant fruits of pious activities. He who has not attained perfection of knowledge as indicated in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadya Asya Yatha, or in other words, he who fails to understand Krishna, the cause of all causes, becomes baffled about achieving the ultimate goal of life and is thus subjected to the routine of being promoted to the higher planets and then again coming down, as if situated on a ferris wheel which sometimes goes up and sometimes comes down. The purport is that instead of being elevated to the spiritual world, from which there is no longer any possibility of coming down, one simply revolves in the cycle of birth and death on higher and lower planetary systems. One should better take to the spiritual world to enjoy an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge and never return to this miserable material existence. Traividya mam so papa Jagnir Ishtvasvar Gatim Prarthayanti Te Punyam Asadya Surendra Lokam Asnanti Divyan Divideva Bhogan. Hare Krishna. First I take shelter and blessings of those all Vaishnavas present. It is a big joke for a dumb and unqualified person to sit on the Vyasasana and speak something, elaborate on the words of God. But it is, I consider it is a purification for my own self. Shravanam and Kirtanam. Kirtanam is also one method of purification. So, all the present assembled Vaishnavas, it is because they want me to get purified. I prefer to be purified in this way. Hare Krishna. Here, in this verse, the Lord Himself, like Krishna says here, that those who study the Vedas, indirectly they are worshipping Me. Because demigod worshippers worship Krishna indirectly. That is what Srila Prabhupada ultimately wants to say in this purport. That the whole purpose, like here, the verse indicates that the Lord is saying that ultimately those who are worshipping the demigods, they want to attain the heavenly planets. But the Lord here says that ultimately the source of everything is Me. There is nothing coming from the demigods. They are just order suppliers, and they are just, you can say, designated officers. But the ultimate source for fulfilling anyone's desire is the Lord. So here He ultimately says, indirectly, Prabhupada says, they are indirectly worshipping Krishna. Worship Me indirectly, because everything comes from Krishna. So like it is, for example, like if you, even like a insane person or a mortal being, if he considers for a simple constable, like you are the officer, you are everything, but he knows that nothing is coming from Me. I am just, for some amount of limitation is given to Me, I can do some particular limit of benefit to the society, but not to the fullest extent, because I am not the ultimate authority. So the Lord here even says that though you may not worship Me directly, but indirectly, just by worshipping the, following the injunctions of the scriptures, especially the Vedas, and worshipping the demigods, you are indirectly trying to worship Me. So, Prabhupada here just gives a very big punch point. He gives a very important punch point. He says that the ultimate goal of the Trivedis is Krishna only. Now the main purpose a person has to understand, that Trivedi is the one which applies not to at present generation, like mostly nowadays people have the mentality to boast that even my name is Trivedi, Ashish Trivedi, Ashish Chaturvedi or so and so. But actually in early days, this designation of Trivedi or Chaturvedi or anything else was given to a person who is very well scrutinizingly has studied the Vedas. But Prabhupada says that the real Trivedi, one who has studied all the scriptures, his ultimate goal is to worship Krishna. Because if ultimately at the conclusion of the Vedas, if Krishna is not understood, then he has simply wasted his time. That's why the Lord says in one of the chapters, Vedascha Sarve Raham Evivedyo, I am the knower and I am the seer and I am the ultimate object to be understood to the Vedas. It is not that you just land up and end up with some particular mystic methods or worship of the demigods. So Prabhupada says the ultimate goal of the Trivedis is Krishna only. And what is the purpose? The Trivedis, their main purpose is, after reading all the Vedas and scriptures, the ultimate conclusion is how to worship Krishna. Worshipping Krishna is through the process of devotional service by chanting Hare Krishna and by cultivating the knowledge. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes to Varanasi, and that time all the Mayavadi sannyasis, they ask this sannyasi, that why why Goswamiji, why are you just wasting your time by doing all this Naam Sankirtan? Because you are supposed to study the Vedas. Really, practically early days, that is what the purpose of the sannyasis and the Aryan culture was, to study the scriptures. But nowadays people don't have interest. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the ultimate purpose of studying the scriptures is that I am not able to understand anything because I am dumbfounded. And the only purpose of studying the Vedas, Triveda, is to understand Krishna. If ultimately a person doesn't come to the conclusion of the Supreme Lord is ultimate knower and He is the origin of everything and our purpose is to just serve Him, then your study of the Vedas is simply a waste of time. So, Prabhupada says that the Triveda, the Vedas are divided into three, Sama, Yajur, Rig. Then if a person studied all those things, then he is a Trivedi. And these Vedas, they give three knowledge. One is Karmakanda knowledge, one is Upasana Kanda, and one is Jnana Kanda. So I was just referring to Prabhupada's lecture. So Prabhupada says that these classes are divided. A Jnani is the one who tries to understand, okay, what is the purpose? Okay, now I am supposed to know who I am, Atata Brahma Jigyasa. And I am Brahman. That I am having the same qualities what the Supreme Lord is at. This is Jnana Kanda. But this word especially, here the Supreme Lord is referring to the Karma Kandis. He says that especially those who study the Vedas and drink the Soma juice seeking for the heavenly planets worship me indirectly. Because normally, especially a person who wants to just have a comfort in his life, Prabhupada says that in this chapter, that normally why a person studies the Vedas, there are sacrifices to the demigods. Official students, Prabhupada says the official student of Vedas are only interested in sacrifice to the demigods. Because these, when Vyasadeva was writing the scriptures, he has divided into different categories, like those who are in the mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Okay, to that level. So especially these Vedas are supposed so that they can rise to the level of mode of goodness. So there are various types of Vedas. Like suppose if a person, it is not by artificial method. Suppose if a person wants to get elevated to the higher planets, he has to perform so and so particular activities according to the Vedas. Like if a person wants to enter the Chandra Loka, he has to do this yagya. If a person wants to enter the Surya Loka, he has to perform this and this and yagya. And if a person wants to enter Indra Loka, he has to do this particular. So, it is according to the pious activities. It is not by artificial method. Like Prabhupada says that not by artificial. That's why Prabhupada wrote a book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Normally, at present, the materialistic society, first of all, they do not have that consideration, neither they have the knowledge that something exists after death or something exists beyond this world. But a person of little bit sane intelligence, little bit of understanding, he understands that yes, something we should do, like what is the purpose of life and what is one is supposed to do. So, like Prabhupada says that, especially, I was just reading Prabhupada's lecture and saying that these verses, especially the 9th chapter, applies to the person who has some understanding that there is life after death and who knows that there are this pious and impious activities do apply in one's life. The Prabhupada's quotes, like one of his lectures and one of his conversation, he was saying that recently when I had been to Moscow, and that time, he was saying that I had a chance to meet Mr. Kotowski, Professor Kotowski. And he was such an insane person that he was saying that Swamiji, who has seen after this birth, when body dies, everything dies. So Prabhupada is saying that in India, Bharatvarsha, even a common man like Tangawala or any lame man, he'll come to know that if I perform some pious activities in this lifetime, I'll have some fortune in the next future. So, it is a common understanding. Atheistic may not, they do not consider. They consider that, okay, that's why people do not have much importance. These, especially studying of the scriptures and everything, people don't give so much importance at this present modern civilization. But, one who has some understanding and one this intelligence, he utilizes. That's why Prabhupada says, at least one who is following the script, Vedas as a karmakandi is better than the grossly karmis who do not have any understanding of the scriptures. So Prabhupada says that ultimately they are better. So by doing these pious activities, like everyone has to do, like it is not by artificial method. So Prabhupada says that, for example, how can a person can consider that going to any other planets one can do it artificially? It is impossible. Even like a small world like this, Prabhupada was saying that even like a small country and a small planet like Earth, there are so many continents and so many countries. So if a person wants to go to some other country, he requires some qualification. It is not by artificial method. For example, Prabhupada was saying, this lecture in 1966, he was saying that, especially in your country like America, your living style is so, you can say it is so hi-fi and high living style that people of other countries just look towards America and European countries. So people have got a desire because ultimately they want to improve their standard of living. Improve their standard of living. Whole purpose of this elevation to higher planets is that the living entity wants to improve the standard of living. So it is like, in the sense, especially people of India, they look towards America. Oh, why? What is the purpose of looking towards America? Because ultimately the living style is very comfortable. Your eating habits is very, you can say it is quite high standards compared to India. And the living style is very cozy. Your earning capacity is much thousand times better than other countries. So the ultimate purpose of the living entity is to have a comfort, have a comfortable situation in this material world. That is the whole purpose. Prabhupada says that is what the inherent quality of the living entity. He wants to make a situation where everything is very peaceful. That is what the situation. So even the normal materialistic people, karmakandis, what is the purpose for them to elevate themselves to the higher planets? So that their living style will be comfortable. So Prabhupada was saying that normally, like being in this material world, we do not know what is the standard of this higher planetary system. It is beyond our thinking. It is beyond our thinking. But the scriptures tell what is the living style in the higher planets. Prabhupada says that as a person performs the pious activities, to that limit, to that level, he is elevated. He is elevated to that particular limit. Suppose if a person has done some about 50-60% of pious activities, he is elevated to some higher planets. And one who has done something 90% higher. So, Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shishi Radha Gaurinitai ki jai. Shri Gopal ji ki jai. So Prabhupada is saying that according to the level of pious activities of a person has conducted, to that degree a person elevates. That's why the higher planets are Bhuvar, Swar, Mahar, Janas, Tapas, Satya and Brahma Loka. So to the degree, whatever pious activity, it is not by artificial method. It is not by artificial method. So that's why it is like, even Prabhupada saying that even if a person, he wants to go to other countries like European or Europe country or America, if you do not have the qualification, you are rejected. You don't have a visa, you are rejected. So if a country like this, you cannot move without a free independence, then what is the understanding that one can elevate to the heavenly planets by artificial method? Though the modern civilization may disagree with this Krishna conscious movement, that we are against the modern scientific evidences and a modern scientific technological development which can go beyond the space. But Prabhupada, a simple logic. This is a simple logic. If you cannot move to the other countries without a personal particular qualification, then what right is there that you can move to the other planets without a particular qualification? That is a simple logic. Prabhupada says that it is not that by sending some particular Sputnik, you go to that particular planet and you can barge into that planet. No, you are kicked off. Why you are kicked off? Because you are not eligible. You require that eligibility. And what is eligibility? What is eligibility? The Prabhupada says the eligibility is do pious activities. Do some pious activities. That's why the scriptures, they say that okay, elevate yourself to that higher level. Elevate yourself to the higher level. go, this is the what, you do some pious activity, you elevate yourself to the higher planet. So it is not by artificial method. Like even the in the scriptures there's a mention, like in the one of the Puranas, like exactly I don't know which Purana, but there's a story of Maharaj Trishanku. Actually Maharaj Trishanku, he, after performing his kingly duties in earthly planet, so he wanted himself to be elevated to the heavenly planets. Just go on his on the heavenly planets. So he approached Brahma Rishi, our Vashishta, that please do such a yagya where I can be elevated to the heavenly planets. So Vashishta says, this is not the method according to the scriptural injunction. You have to do some pious activities. You have to do the prayaschita ceremony. You have to undergo all. Then a person can do it. So though having not so much faith in the words of the great saint, he moved towards his sons. And when they came to know that he has disobeyed their father's order and he has approached them without their father's order, they cursed him to become a chandal. So then he was suffering like a chandal and moving around completely bereaved of all opulences. And then he comes to one great sage who was Vishwamitra. Because Vishwamitra and Vashishta had a little bit of difference of opinion. And that's why whatever Vashishta could not do, Vishwamitra is to challenge. I will do it. I will do it. If Vashishta doesn't do, so when Trishanku came in front of Vishwamitra, he said that, can you just send me to the heavenly planets? He said, why? Because I thought that you will be able to do, because Vashishta could not do. That was like pinprick for Vishwamitra. I said, oh, is it so? Then if Vashishta can't do, I'll do it. So immediately Vishwamitra, he said that, with this body, with this yaga, I'll send it to the heavenly planets, with this planet. And immediately he did particular yaga, and Trishanku started ascending towards the heavenly planets and directly to the Indraloka. And that time even immediately Indra came to know that someone is coming to the earthly planet without any qualification, and immediately he threw his vajra kavach, that vajra, that is thunderbolt, and immediately Trishanku came crashing down to the earthly planet and he started shouting, yelling, Vishwamitra, save me, save me. He said, no, wait there, I'll turn you back again. So again Trishanku goes up in this thing, and immediately Indra throws him, and he said that ultimately Trishanku was so frustrated, he said that, forget it Vishwamitra, it's not a problem, I'll better stay in the earth. Do not bother me in constantly throwing up and down. He said, no. And he was coming with the head down. It was like he was crashing down with the head down towards the earth. So Vishwamitra said, no, whatever it may be, I'll build a heavenly planet so that you can stay. So though it may be upside down, but still you remain there. So that's why Trishanku's planet was upside down. Though he could not enter the Indraloka, but his planet was upside down. So this one example, like it is not like by artificial method, like you can enter the heavenly planet. Usually require a particular qualification. It requires particular qualification. But even Prabhupada here says that though everyone, like it is not that though you go to the heavenly planets, you are completely free. That is not the situation. First of all, Prabhupada says that mostly people at present generation, at present generation, if you ask any man, if you ask any common general populace, that yes sir, after death where do you go? Like you can consider a little bit pious coming from a Hindu background, you can ask him, aap marne ke baad kahan jayenge? To bolte hain, hum to upar hi jayenge, sab log to upar hi jaate hain. But Prabhupada says that no, it is not that everyone goes up. There are millions who are coming down and very few are travelling towards the up actually. It is not so easy. Because unless and until a person doesn't crave for that particular situation to develop some good qualities and make his life refined, you cannot elevate yourself. That's why Prabhupada says, okay, we understand all these things, okay, you do pious activities, you do that, but what is the guarantee that you will not come again? What is the guarantee you will not come again? You may go all the way to the higher planets, Indra, Chandra, Surya, Brahma. But what is the guarantee? That's why the Supreme Lord here clearly clarifies it. Abrahma bhuvana lokah punaravarti Arjuna. That immediately, however higher planets you travel, you but naturally have to come down. Because this entire universe, this three worldly, three planetary systems is designed and designated as Mrityu Loka. It is designed as Mrityu Loka. Nowhere you can, like, you can have a eternal, immortal body within this three world. It is impossible. Because the entire three worlds are designed as Mrityu Loka. It is impossible. Like, in my early days, I heard one fairy tale. This is just a fairy tale. It is not a reality. I wished it had been a reality, but it is just a fairy tale. So in that fairy tale, one man, he is quite inquisitive to know, is there any place where no one dies? And at that time, of course, I was not in Krishna consciousness. After remembering that past time, I remembered, had it been a reality, he would have been immediately been directed by the Lord. But somehow the story doesn't end like that. He says, is there any place where there is no death? And he's constantly asking, is there any place where no one dies? Is there any place where no one dies? And ultimately one person says, yes, yes, there is one place where no one dies. No one's body turns very old and no one falls completely deathless. No, like it is, life air is there. I have never seen that place is there where no one dies within my particular witness. I've seen that place. So where is it? So he takes him and says, this is the place where no one dies. No one dies. Everyone is like enjoying this thing. And so he stays. Okay, he stays for some many years. And then suddenly, what happens? Suddenly he says that in particular houses, one of the members, he becomes completely like in the disgusted, and suddenly he starts running from his house. And many people, many members, they try to catch him, but he has got so much strength that he can push everyone. And he starts running, and runs towards one particular place that is in the cave, and from there he never returns back. So he asked, what is this? He said, this is what happens in this place. I said that no one dies, but this one particular situation happens in this place, that a person at one particular situation, all the members of this particular place, they become so strong, and that however millions of people catch him, they can push everyone and they start running, and they also don't know where, and once they go, they never come back. Of course, this is just a fairy tale, but I could understand that this is what the understanding is. Like, even if you are elevated to whatever higher planet systems, whatever high, your living style will be very comfortable, your eating style will be very comfortable, your relationship will be very nice, fair sex, but ultimately, Prabhupada says that he is kicked off, because this pious activities is just like your battery. It is like a battery. Once your battery is charged, you enjoy a particular amount of your results. But once the battery is removed, is discharged, you have to come again. Mostly, like you can express in the grossly way, especially one who is more interested in the modern, you can say computer technology. Like mostly nowadays people play games. So in that there are some games, like you can say there is a person has got so much life. He has got so much life. And then after some time, he gets his lifespan starts reducing, and ultimately the game ends. So similarly, you can say like a particular, whatever pious activities you do in this earthly planet, you go up. And then once you have exhausted, then you have to come back again to this earthly planet. So Prabhupada says that, is this the solution? Is this the purpose of human existence? That you perform these pious activities and then you are elevated and then again you are thrown down. So then the second verse, 21st verse, Prabhupada says that this is like a ferry cycle, that ferry wheel that you move up and down, up and down, up and down. It is frustrating. It's completely frustrating. It is said in the scripture, like this living entity, it doesn't have the tendency, it has a tendency to always stay in one place. See, it is a general understanding, like no one wants to die. No one wants to die because it is a natural, eternal position of the living entity not to change. For example, a general example, like suppose a person has come and settled in one house, a very comfortable, cozy house, everything furnished, everything is there at its disposal, everything. And he is just about to settle, immediately there's a bell on the door and there's a knock. Sir, you have to move out. Why? Time is up. And then again he has to move. and then he goes and then he's just about to settle down and everything. One more comfortable position. So immediately there's a bell ring. Okay, time up. So this is not the place. Then a person gets frustrated. He gets really frustrated. Is there any place where I need not have to change again and again and again and again? Is there any place? And a real intelligence, that is what real intelligence is. The Lord says here, particularly, when a living entity inquires that, then he is a real sane man. And his only goal and determination is somehow he has to enter to the spiritual world. ISKCON leaders were saying that many sects have their own conception, like who enters the hell and who enters the hell, heaven and who enters the hell, have their own concept. They consider this is like you can say it is simple, sentimental, and you can say it is just a bodily concept. So this ISKCON, one of our ISKCON leader, he was saying that in his early days when he was going to the college programs and preaching. And he was preaching to different people, like, what is the purpose? And that time, one of the other missionary person was sitting. And he said that, since you are in this so-called sect, this ISKCON, then I, according to my scripture, I say that you all are going to hell. Acha. So this person said, oh, is it so? This devotee, he said, is it so that we are going to, yeah, you are all going to hell. Because you are not worshipping this particular person, you are all going to hell. And what about you? Oh, I am going to heaven. And those who are following this cult, they are all going to heaven. Because it is according to the scriptures and this is what. And because you are all, you can say, so-called fundamentalists and just a normal sect, you are all going to hell. So he said, oh, very nice. And then he stood and he said, I pray to the Almighty that let him send me to the hell. For if people like you all are there in the heaven, I prefer to go to the hell. Because we do not require such people who are very narrow-minded. It is not a child's game. Like it's not like a Tom, Dick, Harry that who will go to the heaven and who will go to the hell. But the main purpose is that even if you go, but one real person is that I do not want to come to that place, back to this earth where there is repeated birth, death, old age and disease. That's why Prabhupada clearly mentions Vedas, what is the ultimate purpose? Janmati asya yataha. Janmati asya yataha means to know what is the real purpose of human life. Like ultimately I have to somehow or the other cross beyond these three modes of material nature and enter to that particular place where the Lord that I don't have to return back. So here the Lord himself, he clearly mentions that yat gatvana nivartante. Come to that place where a person doesn't have to come back again to this material world. And you do not have to suffer again this material world. And that is what the purpose of the three Vedas is. A real purpose, person who has studied all the scriptures and who has undergone the process of atonement, his main purpose is, how can I get out of this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease? And how should I enter the kingdom of God? How should I enter the kingdom of God? Where we can have the direct audience of the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada says, this is what seriousness in Krishna consciousness is. Prabhupada says that even in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, a seriousness is very much important. Because a serious student will somehow or the other make a determination, complete determination, that somehow or the other in this lifetime, I want to attain to the spiritual world where I can stop this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. A devotee is not interested in all these heavenly powers or mystic powers or any type of comfort in his living style. He is more comfortable in his worship of the Supreme Lord. He is more comfortable in whatever way he can please the Lord. And that's why that pleasure cannot be compared to the heavenly phantasmagoria pleasures of this material world. It is something which is very alluring. There are many examples, like Prabhupada says that even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was awarding Sridhar Kolavej, one of his very intimate associate of the Lord, he was asking, yes Sridhar, ask some boon. You want the heavenly planets? You want the Indraloka? You want the Brahmaloka? He said, my Lord, I am not interested in all those things. Because for the pleasure what I derive in worshipping your lotus feet, that is comparatively, that is something beyond the conception of this materialistic people. That is something beyond which can be understood by normal public. It is something that love and devotional service is something which cannot be understood by a general mass of people. Like normally even sometimes we face an instances where normally a people they say that, do you think just by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra you will attain the Supreme Lord? This personally even I had meeting with a particular person. He was saying that kya karna padta hai sirf ye maha mantra, bas ye maha mantra karne se bhagwan mil jayega, kya baat kar rahe hai. Means to have that complete faith that this holy name is non different from Krishna and it is directly having the audience with the Supreme Lord, it is like you can say requires millions years of faith and millions of blessings of the pure Vaishnavas. That's why even after studying the Chatur Veda, if a person doesn't come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is like Shramai Vai Kevalam. There's a common example of Srila Prabhupada when he had a audience with the big Veda Panditas in one of the place. At that time they all sat and they said that Prabhupada asked a simple question that, okay, Swamiji's, what do you consider according to your so many years of tapasya and so many years of studying of the scriptures? Whom do you consider the Supreme and what according to your knowledge is Krishna's position? So they started scratching their brain and said, Swamiji, Swami Prabhupada, do not ask this question because it requires high intellectual and it requires a scrutinized study of the scriptures and then we can present our conclusions that where Krishna situates and who is the Supreme. So Prabhupada said, forget it. And then he turned towards some of the boys and they said, just come here. And then he called and then he had some rasgullas or gulab jamuns in front of them and he showed them and said, who is Krishna? And immediately they all respond, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada turned towards them and said, if these small boys who do not have much Chatur Veda and Rig Veda or Trivedi, but they have understood the conclusion of Vedas, what is the use of your understudying of so many years of scriptures that you do not know that Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes? Vedascha sarver aham eva vedyo Vedantakrit Veda videva chaham. That I am supposed to be known. I am the origin of all. From me comes everything. And if a person has understood everything, you can say the samam bonam of the entire Upanishad, the samam bonam of the entire Veda, the samam bonam of all the scriptures have been understood by that person. He need not have to endeavor particularly to study the Vedas. Because he has already done all those activities in his previous life. So the conclusion, Prabhupada says that this is what is the conclusion. The Lord says that indirectly one has to come to this conclusion. If he is not coming to this conclusion, that whatever elevation to higher planet systems, we're drinking the somaras, we're going beyond this earthly planet. But if a person is not having the audience or he is not developing the devotional service of Krishna, then it is simply a waste of time. So that's why Prabhupada says that main purpose of this entire Krishna conscious movement is somehow or the other to make us understand that we have to make the main conclusion that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and come out of this material world. In this life, I must be transferred to Krishna Loka. No returning to this material world. So if a person have got this understanding, then he has understood the samam bonam of all the scriptures and he has completely understood that what is the purpose of Krishna's presence in this earthly planet. If he has understood this particular thing, then he is much more elevated than the Chatur Vedas, the Rig Vedas, the Yajur Vedas, anything. Because many instances have come where Srila Prabhupada was inquired by many of his disciples, where they come and ask Srila Prabhupada, am I supposed to read this particular Vedas and everything? Prabhupada said, no need. No need. You just read Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all the Vedas. It is like commentary on the Vedanta Sutra which Srimad Vyasadeva has given. It is a commentary. So no need. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswakur in his final days when he was telling to his disciples, if all the books of this entire three worlds, if all the books, whatever books you have got, the knowledge books, the world books, the encyclopedia books, the Vedas, everything, You just take it down and put it in the ocean, and if they are destroyed, then nothing is lost to this world. Unless and until the Srimad Bhagavatam is there, which ultimately gives the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we do not consider there is a loss in this world and there is some vacancy. Nothing is there, everything is gained. There is nothing lost. So if a person has got this understanding that my purpose of life is somehow or the other, I do not want to sit on this ferry go round, up and down. My purpose is somehow or the other to go to that place where yad gatvana nivartante tad dhamma paramam mama. That once we achieve that particular place, then there is no more return to this world. And that is what determination is required for every student of this Krishna conscious movement. That somehow they are in this life, I want to see Krishna. This is what determination is there. And that is eagerness. Somehow they are in this life, I want to see Krishna. And then once living style and everything is surrounded according to that, that I am not interested in all these heavenly pleasures. And that particular thing can be aroused within the heart when a person reaches to that particular level. Prabhupada says a simple example. The taste of the pudding is by tasting. It is like a person need not have to be explained what is the symptoms of pure devotional service. You just practice the process of devotional service, automatically the realization is there within your heart. It will automatically come within the heart. So this is what the understanding of these two verses, what I could somehow or the other read through Srila Prabhupada's books. And this is what we can come to the conclusion, that ultimately the Supreme Lord is to be known, and He is supposed to be understood by studying of all the Vedic scriptures. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments?
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. The sense gratification, sensorial deprivation, can it increase the unflinching and unalloyed love for Lord Krishna? Gratification of the senses. If you, the mind is under shackles, you know. If you control the senses, sensorial deprivation, can a devotee develop unflinching and unalloyed love for Lord Krishna?
Actually,
can he reawaken love for Lord Krishna?
Yeah, that is one of the method which is explained in the scriptures, that by controlling, unless and until a person doesn't have control over his senses, he cannot be elevated to have higher knowledge. Control of senses is very much required. It's very much required. Without the control of the senses, you cannot have discipline in your life. If there is no discipline, there is no higher knowledge. That is the proper method to have attained the higher destination. But especially considering this particular age, the age of Kali, it is very difficult to control the senses. It is very difficult. Because unless and until a person doesn't have higher taste, to give up the lower taste is very difficult. It is very difficult. Artificially, it is impossible to control the senses. Like it was in the early days where great sages like Vishwamitra and Vasishta and great personalities would do it by doing Ashtanga Yoga and everything. And they were, to some degree, they were successful. But considering this particular age, it is very difficult to control the senses by artificial method. So that's why Prabhupada gives a simple and a lucid way to control the senses. We have to control our senses, but there's a simple method, and even like a person who has got little bit understanding of Krishna consciousness, easily he can control the senses. And that is what? And that is to dovetail our senses. You just have to dovetail your senses. Dovetail means utilize your senses for something higher. Something higher. Like you can use your eyes instead of seeing something which is not worthy of seeing, you can use your eyes for seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. You can, instead of using these ears for hearing some mundane songs or film songs,
A person can utilize those ears for giving an oral reception to the words of the Lord. Instead of using these legs for going to some particular brothel or something, nightclubs, he can utilize those legs in approaching towards the temple or to the holy places of the Lord. So, by gradually developing this practice, by enunciating this particular habit in one's life, he develops, it is said that it is easy to control all the senses. A gross example is given. Prabhupada says, just like a serpent is very poisonous and dangerous. You cannot play with a serpent. A person who doesn't have knowledge of a serpent, he may play with a serpent. But otherwise, serpent cannot be, you can't hold a serpent like anything else, like other pet animals. Serpent is very dangerous. But if you remove the poisonous teeth of the serpent, the snake, then even a child can hold and slap the serpent, snake, because the teeth are removed. Similarly, if a person is utilizing his senses for service of Krishna, then even though these senses are very, you can say, insurmountable to be conquered, they can be easily conquered. It can be easily conquered. Even a child can conquer those senses. Not by artificial method. And that's why this Krishna conscious movement is giving a simple logic that you surrender to the Lord. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Rutyaje. Like you use those senses in the service of the Supreme Lord. And if the Lord has taken the control of your senses, He is the one who purifies all your tendencies within your heart. Once a person who has got a taste for this Krishna conscious movement, he'll never have any taste for these lower propensities. It's like the person who has automatically realized it, you can ask him only. And if a person wants to come to that level, you yourself will be able to understand what is a higher taste. You just have to take to the process. Taking to the process is important. Otherwise, artificial is very difficult. You may control to 10 years. You can control 20 years, you may control to 25 years, but the tendency of senses is to always be, like you can say, very wild. You somehow there, if you want to tame them, you have to utilize in the senses in the service of the Lord of the senses. And automatically He is the one who can control all the senses. But naturally you will develop attraction for the Supreme Personality of God.
Who is an aspirant full of mumukshutvam, how can you oblate, offer oblations to Lord Krishna in the devotional service?
Sadhaka means, a sadhaka, like one who has taken to the process of sadhana bhakti, he is a sadhaka. No one, because at present everyone is on the process of purification. The level of spontaneous devotional service is much higher. But one person, even if a sadhaka takes to the process under the guidance of the spiritual master and his fellow god brothers, then it is not a big task. Gradually you have to be on the path and you will get purified. It is like you just have to be in the train. Like you know this train will lead me to Delhi. You should have the faith. Okay, this train will lead me to Delhi. You just have to have a faith. Okay, all the members, passengers, they are all proceeding to Delhi. You should have that much basic faith we should have. And then you just remain in the train, you will but naturally reach Delhi. So that little bit of faith is required. So a sadhaka, that's why Prabhupada says a sadhaka, at least let have a little bit faith is required, that this process will surely lead me to the path of pure devotional. That's why it is continuous. What you said is true, that sometimes there's a doubt that will this path lead me to the spiritual world? Will I attain the perfection? Will I attain the Supreme Lord? Doubt but naturally will come. That is the tendency of mind. But being in the association of the devotees and constantly being bombarded by the words of the scriptures, from the words of a pure devotee, then you are molded to such a particular quality that you also feel, yes, this is the right path. So everyone is a sadhaka, but let him be on the path of sadhana bhakti. And gradually you reach to the level of raganuga bhakti, spontaneous loving devotional service. Sadhaka, that faith is required.
It should be a Krishna-centric life.
Yes, that is important.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna.